This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The death toll is expected to continue climbing after a magnitude 7.2 earthquake struck southwestern Haiti Saturday. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
Haitian Info Project capturing the scene as a woman and child trapped in the rubble in Cape Haitien, saved by people digging them out. The earthquake also did significant damage to the coastal town of Lekai, where it leveled a popular hotel hosting a celebration where officials say many are feared trapped or dead. U.S. Geological Survey geophysicist Paul Caruso says it was a magnitude 7.2 earthquake.
Our pager is estimating that we have significant fatalities and significant economic damage.
Caruso says Haiti could get some strong aftershocks. There's also a tropical storm expected to make landfall early in the week. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Joe Biden authorized on Saturday an additional 1,000 troops for deployment to Afghanistan, raising to roughly 5,000 the number of U.S. troops to ensure what Biden called an orderly and safe drawdown of American and allied personnel. In a statement Saturday, Biden did not explain the breakdown of the 5,000 troops he said had been deployed, but a defense official said the president had approved Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's recommendation that the lead battalion of the 82nd Airborne Brigade Combat Team assist in the State Department's drawdown. The decision came as the Taliban captured the strategic northern Afghan city of Mazar-e-Sharif and closed in on Kabul by taking the Logar province just to the south. The city fell after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani pledged in a televised address not to give up the achievements of the 20 years since the U.S. toppled the Taliban after the 9/11 attacks. This is VOA News. Attackers targeted a truck in the Pakistani port city of Karachi Saturday evening, killing at least 9 people and wounding 9 others. A senior police officer said more than 20 people, including women and children, were riding in the truck, returning from a wedding ceremony when the attack happened. A doctor at Karachi's main hospital said 5 women and 4 children were killed. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. The motive for the bombing was not known, though police were quick to rule out sectarian violence. Thousands of people took to the streets of Paris and around France to protest against a COVID-19 health pass that is now needed to enter French restaurants, bars, sports arenas, and public transport. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
They gathered in their thousands, chanting against the barrage of riot police, 1,600 of which were deployed for 3 separate marches in Paris alone. Liberty was the slogan, with protesters saying the health pass limits their freedom and is a disguised way to make COVID-19 vaccinations obligatory. One protester named Claire believes people power will prevail.
Well, I think the government will change. More and more people are coming, so eventually the government will have to change their decisions.
The pass shows whether people are fully vaccinated or have had a recent negative test or proof of a recent COVID-19 recovery. The marches came as France is facing soaring numbers of new infections, driven by the more transmissible Delta variant. I'm Karen Chamas.
Several hundred Israelis gathered late Saturday in Tel Aviv's Habima Square to protest against calls by the authorities for all citizens to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. The protests have been growing in number in recent weeks as the country's top officials have increased calls for citizens to get the vaccine in the face of a rising number of infections. Israel was one of the world's leaders in vaccinating its population earlier this year. However, in recent weeks, it has seen a surge in cases of the Delta variant, even among those who are already vaccinated. More than 6,000 Israelis have died from coronavirus since the start of the pandemic, according to the health ministry's figures. Iran on Saturday announced new curbs to combat the spread of COVID-19 as deaths and infections surge and the country tries to speed up its vaccination campaign. Hit by the Middle East's deadliest outbreak, Iran has officially recorded more than 97,000 deaths and more than 4.38 million infections. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.